George will have his MLK Junior Day NBA Minute coming up here in a little bit. We've got Orlando and the Knicks on the tube here in the studio. It began at high noon in New York City. The Magic leading the Knicks. Notre Dame was supposed to play at Howard today. It got canceled because of COVID. What a great idea.
It was, yeah.
There's also, we were talking in the crossover about this day, and I'm big on this day being an educational day to know why we celebrate this day or why you have this day off. But you see a lot of basketball on this day. The NBA is doing basically a whole day tribute, jerseys, messages. College basketball, I don't think is geared towards playing. It's a Monday during their season, so they are playing the normal schedule. But you're seeing a lot more high school games that are being played. I think it would be a fabulous Monday to have a showcase. You know, rent out Ralston Arena, put on a MLK Day showcase, high school basketball.
I love that. I love it.
Terry into the Equitable Bank inbox. Says, hi, Gary. Want to feel old? Whew. A lot of mornings when I get up, I do. FS1 was showing the 16 Big 12 game between Oklahoma and Texas Tech, the Mayfield versus Mahomes wild game, the 66-59 contest. Terry says, during a commercial break, there was a promotion stating the Big 12 was celebrating 25 years. Yep. The Big 12 is 25 years old. It has not been as good, and you know, I mean, look, Nebraska's been out of it for a decade. The Big 12 Conference, football, I'll even say baseball's come back around. TCU can be a top 25 program. But men's basketball, which is the emergence of Baylor and Texas Tech, and KU has always been there. You know, Big 12 basketball has always been pretty strong, but Big 12 football hasn't won a national championship since 05. Since Texas won the national championship in 2005. Yeah, 25 years for the Big 12 conference. Mm-hmm. All right, in Lincoln, by this time last week, I mean, there was stuff flying, all kinds of news. It has been quiet today, but not quiet when you're an early enrollee in the football program. I always wonder to myself, if I was in a position where I was going to play Division I college football for free, would I give up my last semester of my high school year to go early? If I was somebody that could get on the field in the fall as a freshman, I would seriously think about it. But think about some of the great moments in your last semester in high school, which includes prom, the lead up to graduation, the fact that you could care less in your last semester, and so you became a jag-off. You know, you didn't go to class all the time.
Nope.
You lingered a little bit longer after lunch. You would always show up and... Maybe I'm just exposing myself.
I was like, what?
I had a lot of, when I was a senior in high school, I had a lot of, I don't know, now that I think about this, maybe it was a me thing. I had a lot of classes with freshmen when I was a senior in high school. Like my last semester, I had a Spanish class that was all freshmen, and I was the lone senior. The last semester was brutal. I didn't want to be there. I didn't pay any attention. Nobody spoke Spanish very well that was in the class, so I was like, little did I know later on in my baseball life that Spanish would come in handy. But your last semester was, I mean, there's a lot of memories there. But we're seeing a trend in college football where college football programs want to get kids out of that last semester. They want to get them on campus early to get them ingrained in the culture, to get them in the weight room, to get them in the playbook, to get them around their teammates, to get them on the field. Because you don't have time. These days of guys sitting in the lab for 4 years and they come out and they play their fifth year, those days are long gone. I think we've even, in the last couple of years, shortened the time frame to make a decision on a player. What are you doing in your first 18 months in a college football program? Sometimes you might be at a bloated position where you do have to wait your turn. But I would say for the majority of college football players, within the first 18 months, we can make a pretty good assumption on if they're going to be good or not, if they're going to be a contributor or not. So your clock is ticking. And convincing early enrollees that it's important for them to enter college and get started, that message is being received more. I mean, this is a major trend. Again, I don't think I would do it. That last semester, that was pretty fun. But again, I didn't get college paid for me to go play college football. But Nebraska has an abundance of early enrollees. They have 12 to be exact. The other thing I found out about early enrollees is the more the better. Because think back to the time that you went to college. If you were like me, that was a mid-semester person. I went to Minnesota my first semester. And then I transferred to Nebraska. So I came in January. Didn't know anybody. I was dumb. I got a dorm room in Neihard Hall because they had a sink in the room, and I thought that was pretty cool. I moved in, and my roommate was 36 years old. And we were on a floor that there wasn't a lot of English being spoken. But I loved it there. I had fun until I got kicked out of the dorms for throwing bread off the top of Abel Hall onto 17th Street. But you bring in an early enrollees, and if they don't come in with other people in their class, they're kind of on their own. Everybody else is a little bit ahead. They know how the day-to-day works. Sometimes they're looking at you going, you need that person to build some camaraderie with, to hang around with. They're going through the same emotions and same feelings that you are. Where do I go? What do I do? How's this work? You can bounce things off of each other. Imagine if you're the lone wolf. But imagine if you're 12 and you get an early sense of what is expected out of you. So it's not shocking when you show up in June and you're all excited because you just came from a big old May party to celebrate your graduation. And then all of a sudden, you're amongst a bunch of men who have been lifting weights for many, many months and have been playing college football. And you're going, oh my God, this is real. And now Nebraska has this group of early enrollees that come in together. And I think it's a very concerted effort to bring guys in together so they can bond and they can move forward and hopefully keep those guys together so there's not an overabundance of the attrition that has plagued Nebraska's recruiting classes of late. There's always going to be attrition in recruiting classes. You're never going to start and make it to the end with the same amount of people. You just don't want the 9, 10, 11 players that all of a sudden disappear out of your class. But 12 is a big number. But in Nebraska's case, with the 12 that are here, and some of them are players that you're going to be in a position of need to get those guys on the field, or guys that you want to be on the field early, like a Thomas Fedoni, I think it's a good thing. I just don't know that I could do it. I would miss out on Mrs. Leventhal's Spanish class with 14 other freshmen, and I'm the lone senior, and she makes me sit in the front row. Georgia was BS. It was complete BS.
I'm telling you, I was in the same position. Those freshmen came in with so much energy. It was second to last period of the day. I had checked out, and all of a sudden, you just walk into a class. They're screaming, and they're saying words I'd have never heard in my life. It was bad. But by the end of the year, I kind of felt like a grandpa, and then, like, they kind of celebrated me. They're like, hey, you're going off to college, and we're going to be sophomores. I was like, yeah, this is fantastic.
I did, like, by the end of my that semester, like, they were asking me questions about life questions.
Yep.
Which was probably very dumb on their part to ask me about life questions. I've never slept more in a high school class than I did in that class. Because it was like early in the morning. It was like 8:30.
In the front row.
Yeah, because I sat in the back and I would talk.
That's good.
Maybe that's why she prevented me from dating her daughter, who was in my class. She had a little intel on me. You ever wonder like what your old teachers are doing?
Yes. Yeah, there's a couple of them. Like, where are they at right now, and what are they up to?
I mean, in my grade school, I know some nuns that were my teachers. They passed on, yeah. But I wonder if they got demoted because they were such mean people to the nun island. And so I ain't having none of that. Like, I've never been to a high school class reunion. Do your old teachers get invited to your high school class reunion?
I just went to mine in 2019, and no teachers showed up. However, there was speculation.
That somebody you went to high school with, like, was married to their teacher?
Yeah, and we wanted them to show up because it was like, you're going to bring... I'm not going to say names on the air, just in case.
Oh, I've already given up. Mrs. Leventhal was my teacher at Urbandale.
Yeah, I wanted to see if Mr. Snow was going to show up with his now wife, who graduated with me.
Yeah, I've never been to my class reunion. Just because it always falls at a time of the year that football is going on.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on. Am I going to pass up a weekend of college football to go to my high school class reunion?
Gary, you can flex on them.
Email me an update. Facebook me. Make a TikTok. No, there are some, but I also keep, like, people that I want to keep in touch with that I went to high school with, I still do. Yeah. I just don't need to see the 900 other people. No.
Everybody doesn't show up. There's a very small fraction that'll show up. Like, I had over 500 people in my class, and maybe 80 showed up to our 10-year. Maybe 80. I think I'm even.
But they don't invite teachers?
I don't think so, no. But then, like, which? No, they don't. I was about to say, which teachers would they invite? No, they don't invite teachers. Kind of thankful for that.
Why don't you want to see your old teachers?
Oh, some people.
Like, some people you're wondering.
Yeah.
Hey, you still with that guy? You know, what happened to your kids? Don't you ever take an interest in your teachers when you're in high school?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did. I got to know them really well. I was smart, man. I was a con man. I saddled up to the best teachers there. And they hooked me up. Yeah, I had no interest in the whole school thing.
Yeah.
I was more interested in the social scene. As long as I was eligible to continue to play football and baseball, I was cool.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Didn't need much else.
Yeah. And I also got lucky because I had quite a few teachers that liked sports, so we would just talk sports.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. So I essentially, as a senior in high school in Urbandale, I was doing sports talk.
Oh. So yeah. You were practicing.
Yes, I was. So it actually... I was doing school things like running a sports talk show in my accounting class that was being taught by the boys' basketball coach.
Yes. Smart man. There it is.
Got a degree. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
All right. George's NBA Minute's coming up next.